the Point Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. So you mix in a little X-Men and throw in a heavy dose of Romeo and Juliet, and it's Star-Crossed, a new series headed to the CW. We talk to the cast and creators, and they tell us what we can expect here. In the meantime, comic sales in January, not that spectacular. What went wrong? Let's get to the point.
This is the Point. The Point Radio. Get the Point Radio.
Star-Crossed is the new science fiction romance series headed to the CW involving a human girl, an alien boy, and the rest of his race that are hidden away here on Earth. Creator Meredith Averill and producer Josh Applebaum give us a little bit of the backstory.
Well, it's information we're going to dole out throughout the next few episodes. We'll reveal that there was a solar flare in space that erupted and it made their planet uninhabitable, and they had to pile into spaceships and head for their next home, trying to find their next home. And when they crash on Earth, the story is, well, there was a fuel cell malfunction, and that's why we crashed. But we love the idea of being able to explore, is that the truth? Were there a certain faction of Atreans?
Some humans don't believe that that was
the truth. That intended to crash here so that they could colonize and make this their new home. So that's definitely something that...
And the fun thing, too, is that it's some points in the season we may be able to show some of this in flashback, too. Like, actually go back to arrival day, go back to them in the ship. Like, all that stuff is the stuff that we're exploring.
Series regular Amy Teagarden told me she got pulled in as soon as she saw the story.
I was on a plane, and I started reading it on a plane, and by the time I landed, I was so on fire about it. I sent my agent an email, and was just like, this is amazing. Let's set up a meeting. This is, like, the show's going to be on forever. I think that there's so many amazing aspects to the show. I mean, obviously, it's on the CW, so it has a huge, you know, already open for, you know, that teen audience, but it has a sci-fi element, there's romance. It's set in high school, but the show's not really about high school or about the aliens. It's really a bigger metaphor for the prejudice we have as a society, you know, currently and in the past.
So in the cast, actor Matt Lanter, who told me the uniqueness of the role is what drew him in.
What really attracted me was that it was so different from what I've been doing the last 5 years. And, Meredith and Josh being attached was obviously a big draw for me. And Amy was already attached, and I was excited to work with her. And just the sci-fi aspect, the sci-fi element, the potential for this epic story really drew me in.
Coming off a stint on 90210, Matt said he wanted something challenging in his career.
I mean, I wasn't specifically looking for, hey, let's go find something sci-fi and do it. It was just, when it came along, it was a whirlwind for me, because the week that 90210 was, actually the day that we found out that it was not coming back, we had a few calls and about a few different projects, and this was one of them. And I got to read this script, I believe, the next day. I think it was the very next day that 90210 was canceled that I met with Josh and Amy and Meredith, and everything clicked, and I loved the script. And I wasn't specifically looking for this, but super, you know, excited to welcome this, because it's so different. And, you know, like we had kind of said, it's got the sci-fi stuff. It's just exciting and different for me as an actor to be doing something so separate and different and new, you know, since the past 5 years.
Kind of interesting, but Amy and Matt had almost worked together a few other times.
We almost worked together 7 years ago on a movie, and then the financing fell through, and then he was working on 90210, and I had been working on it, and when I was on it for like 3 episodes or something, and then he started on 90210 the episode after I did, I think. So we never worked together. So we've kind of been kind of passing each other along the way. So when he came in to read, it was like, oh, hi, I kind of know you, but I don't really know you. But he's so lovely.
So where is the story headed? I asked Amy to tease us just a little bit.
I've heard some rumblings about what's going to happen throughout the first season and some storyline, but nothing's been confirmed. Nothing. I haven't gotten the whole scoop on anything. Typically, as an actor, you also don't want to know too much about what's happening in the future unless you've already done it, because I think you just tend to play into, if you know something's going to happen, then you already start playing into whatever it is, and I think that that's sort of the whole point of TV. It's suspenseful and you don't really know what's happening.
For Matt, I asked him about the direction of the show and where he'd like to see that headed.
Well, you know, I don't know if I have a specific direction I want it to go, because I feel like it could go so many directions. I think that whatever direction it does go, I know that it's going to be done with really good storyline and really good writing because of the team that we have. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess if I could pick, I would probably have it go towards, you know, this epic world-saving kind of a thing, which it has potential to do that. So, I don't know. I think the more kind of huge scale and the more, the bigger the scale, the better. In a sci-fi world, right?
The world of science fiction is not unknown to Amy. In fact, it's almost a dream come true. Her love for the genre began with
Star Wars. Star Wars, definitely. I have an older brother, so I was definitely a bit of a tomboy growing up. And so anything my brother was into, that was like whatever it was. So Star Wars, like a huge thing. And then obviously episode 1, 2, and 3 came out in my lifetime. So there's an awesome picture somewhere. My mother made me this Amidala costume, the red costume with the lights at the bottom of it and the full headpiece. And I was probably 8 or something like that. And she constructed this whole costume and I had a switch and I could turn the lights on the bottom of it. It was fantastic. I wish I still had it.
Starcross premieres on the CW next Monday. And you can always see more right now at CWTV.com. Get set for the latest in pop culture. Here we go. Well, despite the fact that some folks got to see it early, the premiere of the new season of The Walking Dead is off to a great start ratings-wise. 16.1 million viewers so far tallied up, and 10.4 of those among the coveted 18 to 49-year-old demographic. Earlier in the weekend, it turned out that those with Google Play or Xbox accounts actually had a chance to catch that episode early before it was yanked by AMC. Writing partners Todd Slavkin and Darren Swimmer are moving apparently from Defiance to another sci-fi network project, Dominion, the one based on the 2010 film Legion. It's scheduled to premiere in June, and the guys will be not only executive producers, but also co-showrunners as well. No word yet on how any of this affects Defiance. Not a really bang-up start to the sales in comic stores for graphic novels and comics during January. Comics actually dropped just a bit over where they were in January of last year. They're down 0.42%. But graphic novels took a huge tumble. They're down almost 15% when you compare it to January of 2013. Marvel maintained their dominant share of the dollars spent, as still pretty much hanging in at around 34% for the month. DC not far behind them again at 28%. We'll check the entire report on sales in comic stores in January coming up in just a bit. It's getting closer and HBO knows you're waiting, so they've unveiled a 15-minute sneak peek at the upcoming new season of Game of Thrones. There's a lot of material in here with cast interviews and scenes from the upcoming season as well. We posted the whole thing for you on our website, getthepointradio.com. Check it out there. And the new season of Game of Thrones returns to HBO on April the 6th. Bryan Singer and his production company, Bad Hat Harry, have picked up the rights to Haunted, a new comic that'll be set to debut in stores in April from the publisher Red 5. It's set in a post-apocalyptic world overrun by creatures from the spirit world. The Haunted comic, which, as I said, is not set to debut in stores until April, is written by Scott Chitwood and drawn by Danny Luckert. Amazon has released their next 10 pilots for the year, including 5 series for children and 5 for general audiences. Those include The After from X-Files' Chris Carter, Bosch, Mozart in the Jungle, Transparent, and The Rebels. These, along with the 5 kids' titles, can all be seen in Amazon Instant Video. Viewer feedback will help determine which one will go to series, and that'll be announced later this year by Amazon. It's official. NBC has pulled the Michael J. Fox show from the schedule. Ratings, of course, is this story there, as we expected. For the time being, the slot will be filled with new episodes of Hollywood Game Night, and Fox himself is going over to CBS for a story arc on their series The Good Wife. Last time he was on that series, by the way, he picked up 3 Emmy nominations. As expected, Marvel is tightening up the continuity between television and movies even more. CEO Robert Iger told Disney investors a few days ago that the upcoming Captain America Winter Soldier will have, in his words, a major impact on Avengers, The Age of Ultron. That's set, of course, to be in theaters in 2015. He also said that there'll be events in Winter Soldiers that'll have an impact on the Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. television series as well. No matter what language you enjoy your Marvel comics in, it's now just a little bit easier. Marvel has released a new app called the Marvel Global Comics app. It's in partnership with the folks at iVerse, and it includes some of the most popular Marvel stories in 12 different languages, including Chinese, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Portuguese, Russian, and Spanish as well. Not a big surprise here in the business world. Recent Marvel films like Iron Man 3 and The Avengers did blockbuster box office in foreign markets. Right now, the app offers up Civil War, House of M, Infinity Gauntlet, and Fear itself. Plus, new issues of a few titles, including New Avengers and Invincible Iron Man. It's currently only available, though, on the Apple system. Jay went out in style, big rating style, that is. The final Tonight Show last week with Jay Leno pulled in a whopping 9.2 household ratings in metered markets, the biggest since President Obama appeared on The Tonight Show a couple of years ago. It also gave a boost to Jimmy Fallon as well, who had a great night, in fact, his best ever. Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, following the final Tonight Show, drew a 4.6 rating, beating his previous high from Super Bowl Sunday in 2012. Jimmy steps into The Tonight Show chair a few days from now on the 17th. The point. Choice Bits waiting for you inside the comic stores this week. It begins over at DC with a second printing of Harley Quinn number one you might want to grab. Writer Eric Garcia begins a new series at IDW called City, the Mind and the Machine. Pretty interesting. You may want to pick up the first issue of that. Also from IDW, if you've wanted to find out what the magic of My Little Pony is all about, well, the Friendship is Magic first issue is available in a special $1 penny press edition this week from IDW. Ed Brubaker's Fatale is a book we've told you about a number of times, and there's a couple of different ways to jump on that this week, including the new issue, which is number 20, and a trade paperback, fourth in that series, but I'm sure the first three are easily found. Meanwhile, Manifest Destiny number 3 from Image gets a second printing. There's a new issue of that as well, number 4 out this week. Just in time to follow up the premiere, Walking Dead is back with an Image issue, number 121 this week. Two first issues for Marvel, She-Hulk number 1 and X-Force number 1. And if you're one of those missing the FX series Sons of Anarchy, the comic series continues. Sixth issue of that is out this week as well. In a comic store near you is where you'll find all these things, and there's a number of ways to find those stores. Check the link on the front of our website, comicmix.com. Try the comic book locator service at 1-888-COMIC-BOOK or another website called findacomicshop.com.
The point, the point.
Not a tremendous start to a new year when it comes to comic sales inside comic book stores during the month of January. When compared to last year, they were down just a little bit, 0.42%. Of course, last year, sales were up just about every month for the first 7 months of the year. So there is a little bit of work to be done. That being said, here's your top 10 best-selling comics in comic stores for January. Starting at number 10 with DC's Justice League of America, number 11. Number 9, Avengers, number 25. Second issue of Harley Quinn came in at number 8. At number 7, Superior Spider-Man, number 26. At number 6, the all-new X-Men, number 22. At number 5, Superior Spider-Man, number 25. In the top 4, starting out with Justice League, number 27 from DC, Avengers World, number 1, came in at number 3. And Detective Comics, number 27, despite an almost $8 cover price, was the second best-selling comic of the month. Number 1 was Batman, number 27, also from DC.
The Point.
Just another reminder that you can follow Pop Culture 24/7 right now at Get The Point Radio. Listen free on your laptop or your desktop computer, or if you want to, you can take us along on any mobile device, Apple or Android, with iNet Radio. Get the details at inetradio.com, and you can listen free at getthepointradio.com. The podcast will be back in a few days on websites like comicmix.com and michaeldavisworld.com. Always in the iTunes podcast directory. Catch up on past episodes and subscribe, if you will. We like that. We'd like you to follow us, too, on social media. Do that on Facebook and Twitter under The Point Radio. Have a good week. See you in a few days.
Get the-